Moed Katan, Per Gimel Mishnah Zayin. We are continuing our discussion of Hilchas Avelos and again on Chol HaMoed. In Koirin, one doesn't rice kriya for Lecholtzin. Cholzin was a minig that they had where the shoulder was beard. It was also like part of the kriya sabeged, is that the beged would not cover the person's shoulder, his arm would be sticking out. Ben Mavrin, this was also a public display of Avelus. The Sudas Havro, which is the first Suda Avelim eat, they would eat customarily, they would eat Berchoy v'Shalir, they would eat food served by others. It was an expression of Avelus. That even the Achila is an Avelus to Ka'achila. So well, this is not done b'moyed, el Krov of Shomeis. But there, Klal, the minig was then, we don't really have that minig, is that others would rise kriya as well. Those that were close to the mace, those that surround the mace. There are, besides for the Avelim, the Shiva Avelim, there are those that are chayv b'kriya. Somebody who was there b'shas p'tira, a tam chochem, a man gador, etc. So that's a chayv kriya maker at din. But customarily, others that felt the Avelis would also rise kriya. Cholmai, they don't do that. Only the Avelim themselves. The Cholzen also, only the Avelim. The Sudas Havra, only the Avelim themselves eat. Now, that the Pashto reading of the Mishnah is the way we just read it, that we're talking about on Chol HaMoed, and the point is that this is not done except for the Avelim on Yemei Moed. The other way of reading the Mishnah, it's a Ritva and other Rishonim, it's in the Mardcha brings it also. The way to read the Mishnah is that the Ein Koirin, Cholzen, Mavrin, Ela, Krev, of Shomeis is going the whole year round. So what was Miyuchin on Chol HaMoed? The Mishnah is telling us a Psedin Miyuchin Chol HaMoed. The Din Miyuchin on Chol HaMoed is that Kriya wasn't raised at all. This is the halach of the rest of the year. On Moed there was no Kriya, period. L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Arachem Tov Kuf Mem Zayin, that, like most of the Rishonim, that on Kroivim, the Kroivim themselves do raise Kriya on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah brings a middle sheet. This was the minig in Ashkenaz. That al over v'imayon parents rachman al tzlon, one rice is kriya even on Chol HaMoed. Shar kriya, brother, sister, and so on. That one rice is kriya only after Yom Tov. Ein mavin el al mitas kufa, which means their minig was there were noyig halacha that's called kriya samitas. Not again v'zman hazeh. But also, Avelim sit on low chairs. But Kriya Samita, which means turning over the beds with the legs sticking upward, that's not Nog. But what the Mishnah is saying is, Lofi, that minig is that the Sudas Havro was given to those that are eating with on a Mitas Kufa. The Avelim themselves do sit on a Mita Kvuya. Lemaisa, many of the Rishonim, that's the way the Rav explains it, but many of the Rishonim do argue. And they hold that even the Avelim themselves don't sit on an overturned bed or chair. Chol HaMoed, there's no Avelus. I said that's the way it is in Shulchan Aruch over there in Tov Kuf Mem Zayin. Ve'en me'lichin le'beis ha'ovel, lo'y b'tavla, v'lo'y b'iskutla, v'lo'y b'konuin. This halacha is not a halacha unique to Chol HaMoed, it's a halacha b'kol year round. They used to bring the tzuras advarim, was that the those that were metap with the Avelim would bring food to the house of the Avelim. The Avelim would eat the Sudas Avro. They ate not from their own food, food that was prepared for them. Like this, they would come, and wealthier neighbors would come with wealthier kelim. And the way it goes is this competition. So Mimela Mipnei Atakona, Chachom instituted that they don't come with their regular kelim. Loi b'tavlo, tavlo is some type of flat kli. Loi b'skutlo. Skutla, the Rav says, is like a shulchan cotton shal kesev zov, or a ka'ore brings. But it was something expensive. A leib kinoin is also something more expensive. El b'salim, simple woven baskets. This way, that name would come also. Ve'in oimim birchas avelim b'moyid, the miyuchad agad brachas that was said in the place of the levayu, the place where the avelim got together. So the whole sugi in Ksubas Daf Ches Lamaisa, those brachos are not said because in order not to be marba b'avelus on Yom Tov. Avol oimdim b'shura u'menachamim u'peitim in Sarab. They stood in a line. This is Noah Bisman Hazeh as well. They stand in a line. They say, Amokim Yinachem Eskrim, or Tisnachim, when the Avelim go by. Mishnah Ches. In Menichin is Hamita Berchoiv. They don't put the mita in the Rechoiv, in the public place. Shaloi Lahargol Sahespid. This refers to the Issa Hespin al Chalmai, which is a separate Issa. In order not to encourage the Hespedim, they didn't put the mita of the mess in the Rechoiv. They kept the mita inside the house, and everybody gathered together for the Levaya, but they purposely downplayed the Levaya in order that there should not be a Hespedim. V'loishal Noshim la'olam mitnei ha'kovod. This was a takona kadmoinim, that they would never mashe the mita, rachman slan, of women that passed away, mipnei hakovod. The way the mafarshim say it is that you never know from a gufo yishu, could be shoises, could come out dam, and that would not be lechvoida, so they never kept the mita outside. Noshim b'moyed me'anois, they had this mahaloch of expressing tsar, which was called inui. We'll see in the next Mishnah. Avalei metapchas, that could be done, but not metapchas. Metapchas means they clap their hands as an expression of agmas nevesh of tzar. So that one doesn't do on cholamayim. B'shmalayim ha'smuchos lamita metapchas. That, yeah, they're on site.